no more. Okay, so then after that, we're going to be starting on our multiply stuff. So that's what we're going to get into today. Hope you're ready. So what is multiply? So it's this book written by Francis Chan with this guy named David Bovine. I call him David B. And it says that it's just a simple, practical, biblical, and helpful personal tool for disciples of Jesus who want to make disciples of Jesus. And that's David Platt. So this is my man, Francis Chan. This is what he looks like. He's a really funny guy. He's a great preacher. So he's out in San Francisco. He's got he's a church planter pastor out that way. He speaks all the time, year-round, goes worldwide. He's on a board with some really awesome things, World Impact and Children's Hunger Fund. And my man, if you don't know him, he's written Crazy Love, Forgotten God, and Erasing Hell, which has sold 2 million-plus books. And they're easy reads, and they're really, really awesome books. My favorite's Crazy Love. Then we also have Mark B. I call him Mark B. I don't like his last name. There's a picture of him right there. He's worked with Francis Chan on a couple of other books on some interactive workbook type things. And he's also an associate professor out at Eternity Bible College. So he's also helping out with this book that we're going to go through. And then the last guy is this guy right here. His name is David Platt. And that's his picture right there. And so I think a lot of people know him from his best-selling book called Radical, Taking Back Your Faith from the American Dream. But we're going to see him a lot in all of our video discussions. We're going to see him talking with Francis Chan when we're recapping some things. He's also a senior pastor at Alabama. So we're going to see and hear from him a lot and hear from his heart. Him and Francis Chan, they're both like really fiery about making disciples. And you'll see that when we walk through their videos. So three questions that we'll always ask, and they're really easy, right? So the first one that we'll talk about is, what is a disciple? And we talked about this with middle school on a Wednesday one day. It's like, so what is a disciple? So everybody was like, well, a disciple, he's a follower. And then we said, well, then who is a disciple of Jesus? And we said that every believer who is a follower of Jesus is a disciple. And then we said, hey, then who does the Great Commission apply to? It's every believer, right? Really three simple things, but they are life transforming, right? They're really simple things, but it changes everything about our lives. So this is what we have. The first quote from the book, it says this about kind of our culture when we're talking about discipling and discipleship. It says that we reduce discipleship to a canned program, and so many in church end up sidelined in a spectator mentality that delegates disciple-making to pastors, professionals, ministers, and missionaries. But this is not the way it's supposed to be, that Jesus has invited us all to be part of his plan. He has designed us all his people, to know his joy as we share his love, spread his word, and multiply his life among all the peoples of the earth. This is the grand purpose for which we were created, to enjoy the grace of Christ as we spread the gospel of Christ to the ends of the earth. And this purpose is worth giving our lives to seeing it accomplished. Somebody say, hey, man. Y'all got to talk back to me. Middle school, know a little bit. I like to hear some little crowd talking back to me. So we'll switch over right to the next side and get right into even why we're doing multiply. So why are we doing this? So we're going to hear this quote a lot, that we were made to be disciples who make disciples who make disciples. We were made to be disciples who make disciples who make disciples. So this is why we're doing multiply, is that we want to see students be disciples. So that's the first thing. We want to see you guys be discipled by a leader, that we want to see a leader fulfilling the Great Commission in you, right? So that's the first thing we want to see, and that we want to see students learn to follow Jesus. What that actually means and what that looks like to be a follower of Jesus, being obedient to him, right? So we're gonna learn those things. And then the next one is that we want students to learn how to make disciples. So that's what we're talking about, living out the Great Commission. Go, baptize, teach them to obey. Those things right there, that we want students to learn and do those things. And the next one is that we want to build bridges for new believers from Hot Summer Nights, right? So the whole purpose of this is that we want new people, right, to come to know Jesus on Wednesday, and then when they come, we're going to celebrate, and we're going to say, hey, we want you to come on Sunday, 10:30, because we're having this discipleship thing. You're going to learn. You're going to grow. So we want to build a bridge for those guys. So this is what our schedule is going to look like for the next 7 weeks. We have some awesome topics we're going to talk about. So the first one, that's just today. We'll just do introduction stuff. And then we'll talk about what is a disciple. We'll get into the command to make disciples, the heart of a disciple maker, disciple making, the fruit of being a Christian. Next one is, don't be deceived. Disciples make disciples. And the last one we'll get into is prayer, the Holy Spirit, and boldness. And then this is what our actual service structure will look like on a day-to-day thing, is that we'll have a game. We'll keep the games coming. We'll keep those rolling. We'll do announcements and things, and then we'll do a multiply charge, kind of what I'm doing now. Then we're going to have group breakout. So middle school, you guys will run the same like you have been, and then high school will have upper and lower. Then we're going to play that multiply video I was talking about. Then we're going to have this prayer time. And this is going to be really key. We're going to talk about it a little bit later, too, is that we're going to be discussing personal struggles, personal sins. No, I don't want to, but you will. And we're going to be talking about accountability, prayer requests, and praying over what we've discussed that day. And it's going to be a really key time and a really great time. And so when we're talking about this book that we're going to be using, I'll throw up this quote right here. And it says, we have a responsibility to grow in love and service to God. That we have a responsibility not just to grow in love, not just a relationship with us and Jesus, but also in service to others as well. We're going to emphasize from me and also from our leaders, you're going to hear them emphasize that, hey, even though this series or whatever is aimed at leaders, we're calling you guys leaders. That we're saying that, man, you guys are going to be here, that you're going to make disciples who make disciples who make disciples. So we want you to teach what you learn. So this isn't like absorbing information. It's going to be really relational and things like that. So again, we want you to pass on what you gain. We want you to multiply. So this is the next slide going to be talking about that one. Boom, there it is. And then the next one after that, I wanted to read this to you guys, is that from the beginning of Christianity, right, from the beginning, the natural overflow of being a disciple of Jesus has always been to make disciples of Jesus. So right from the jump street, right from Jesus, it was all about making disciples who make disciples right from the beginning. Because in Matthew chapter 4, verse 19, it says, he said to them, this is Jesus speaking, follow me and I will make you fishers of men. So right from the beginning, when he called Peter, when he called his disciples, he said, follow me, right? Come be a disciple of me, and then I'm going to make you, create. I'm going to make you multiply, right? So right from the beginning. So then we're going to also emphasize in this that we want there to be true discipleship, and that's going to involve deep relationship, right? Because true discipleship involves deep relationship, that Jesus just wasn't kicking in with his disciples once a week, but they shared moments together, that they shared life together. So it wasn't just information sharing, but they did life together. So we're going to be doing life together in here. I mean, it's going to be a reality that we're going to build a community. And so you're going to hear like our leaders pressing you, like they're going to be pressing on you because they want a true community, right? Because why? And we'll look to scripture for this. And it just simply says in Acts chapter 4, it says, now the full number of those who believed were of one heart and soul, and no one said that anything of theirs belonged to him was his own, but they had everything in common. And then again, in Acts 2, 42 and 44, it says, and they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship and to the breaking of bread and to the prayers, and all who believed were together and all had things in common. So we kind of want that scripture to be alive in this room, that when you're with your groups, that you guys are going to be all together of one mind, having things in common, just walking about this fellowship of believers, this community style thing that we're really going to be pushing. And then you'll also see what we're going to walk through as well is like this study guide. And it's really, really awesome. And here's a quote, and it says, to understand what the Bible is saying and allow that truth to transform your thought, process, and lifestyle. So that's what we're going to be doing with this study guide that we're going to be going through, that we want it to transform. Now, you're going to hear that a lot, that we're going to be talking about change and things like that, that it's going to be some change in our lives. And so every time that we go through the study guide, that it's going to make you kind of cause you to like reflect on your life. And it's going to cause you to say, hey, these things should be shaping my life in some sort of way, right? These biblical truths are going to shape your life, should shape your life. If we're talking about being a follower of Jesus and being obedient to him. And of course, like we're going to have questions, and they're really thought provoking questions. I mean, they're going to make you really reflect and go deep and cause you to say, man, am I really doing this thing that Jesus called me to do? Am I really a disciple of Jesus? Can I call myself that? Am I really walking in obedience to, if I say I'm a follower of Jesus, am I looking like that? Is that evident in my faith as I go? So, I mean, it's going to be really thought provoking and make, you know, cause you to reflect. And so what the leaders are going to be doing is that they're going to help you, right? So they're going to help you kind of bring the discussion to be practical and applicable for you, for your campus, for your school, for the factory, for hot summer nights, that they're really going to be bringing that down so we can actually see those changes in our lives, not just talk about them, but hey, what does that look like, and illustrate that for each person, each student in here. And so they're going to need your help, though, to do that, right? They're going to need your help for that to actually happen, that they're going to need you to follow these expectations. And if you've been in middle school, you've seen them already. But here's the expectations that we have that for our group, that we speak the truth and be transparent, right? So from leader down to everybody else, that we speak the truth and we be transparent, that we want to go deep, right? That we want to move beyond the surface, because we just talked about things being highly relational and that we want to build this community of vulnerability and trust. So again, man, we're going deep. And then the second one is that there's no wrong answers except for dishonest, churchy answers. That we don't come together. Again, this isn't about just passing off information or absorbing information, but it's actually about being honest with ourselves and with those in our group. And then last one, and this is a big one, is that we're going to respect our peers, that we're going to respect our leader, and that we're going to respect our God. Because what, again, we're talking about is things that are biblical, what God has asked us to do. So we're going to walk in respect to those things and to those around us. And so this is the thing that we're working towards right here. And it's James chapter 1, verse 22. And it just simply says, but be doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. So again, we're working towards not just talking about this information, not just like it's a curriculum or anything like that, where we're actually talking about hearing what we're hearing this and then actually walking it out and actually doing it. So I just wanted to read you this quote real fast. And then my man Aaron's going to come up and he's going to talk about his role in everything. So this is what it says. As you work through this, you should be looking to change. Somebody say change. Change. Be a disciple of Jesus means that we are being transformed into his image. God wants us to change so much that it intrigues others. This gives us the opportunity to tell them about God who is transforming us. Teaching others about Christ is essential to being one of Jesus' disciples as we teach others to love and obey Jesus. And we are fulfilling his command to make disciples. So again, man, that's what we're working for. We're working towards transformation, change, and actually walking out and being obedient. And it's going to be really good as you guys begin to see that change even within yourselves, that it's going to be encouraging you even to go further on, right? It's going to fuel you to want to go deeper and want to walk out those things that Jesus said, man, and receive the benefits of it. So what's going to happen right now is that Aaron's going to come up and he's going to talk about his role in this as he's going to be working with new believers that we get from Hot Summer Nights. So you can kind of see that everything is kind of running together with Hot Summer Nights, with Multiply, and then with new believers. So we're all going to be running together for a purpose. And so give it up for my man Aaron right now.
All right, what up, what up? How are you guys doing? You guys are sleeping right now, for real. I'm looking at you guys over here, head on the table. Ivor's about to fall out of his sleep. He's so tired. So this is what we're going to do. Everybody stand up. Grab a Bible. Turn to page 897. And we're going to explain a little bit of what my role in this, all of this is going to be. I'm excited about Hot Summer Nights and what is going on here. We're doing a lot of planning and prepping, and it is going to be great. But if you guys don't get excited about it, it's all for nothing. So let me hear you guys say, like, Hot Summer Nights. Yell, Hot Summer Nights.
Hot Summer Nights.
Woo! All right, get excited a little bit. So this is what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to be taking the new believers that each come on Sunday and taking them through what God's plan of salvation is for their life and going deeper and looking at that. And then also on Wednesday nights, I'm going to be taking them back into the VIP room and having milk and cookies with them. And so you guys all better invite somebody, because I can't be eating all those milk and cookies by myself. I don't need it, but I will do it. So simple as that. So intro, what we're going to be starting out with is the main over theme of the Bible. And that's talking about that there is hope for sinners and that there's grace and forgiveness from God's work through Jesus Christ. Understanding this is just going to be a small snippet of what I'm going to be going through, a small teaser trailer, if you will, of what I'm going to be talking about with them. So just to give you guys a little bit of an understanding, so when you guys do bring new people, this is what I'm going to be talking about, and we're not just going to be joking around back there. So in the beginning, it's understanding that the world was perfect and pure, and that God's creation was, you and me were made perfect in his image. Taking that and also understanding that Adam and Eve, as you guys all know, sinned, ate of the deadly fruit of whatever. I've always heard apple. I don't know if you guys have ever heard apple. Pomegranate. Whew. Pomegranate. What have you guys heard? Apple. I don't know. Maybe it's just like a, I don't know. I'm watching Once Upon a Time right now. This is a little bit off topic, sorry. I'm watching Once Upon a Time right now, that show. I don't know if you guys watch that. And it's all about apples. So that, I mean, that just makes sense to me. Death, apples, sin, apples. I don't know. There's something there. So for the original sin, what that did is it brought sin and death, and including spiritual death, into this world. What I'm going to be mainly focusing on with teaching them is that as sinners, we need two vital things in our life. We need restoration with God and fellowship with God to bring back and admit that we are sinners and that we need to be in a relationship with God. And secondly, is to realize that we can't do it by ourselves. This is something that we do need God's help. It's nothing that I do or Justin or Romy or any of you guys do in their lives, but simply bringing them to church, but it's the power of Jesus and it's the power of the Holy Spirit working in their lives. Understanding also that Jesus is the only way to Christ and that there is no other way. That's nothing that you guys can do and show up on Sundays and Wednesdays is not going to get you guys to church, but a relationship with Christ and accepting and confessing with your mouth that Jesus is Lord is going to get you to heaven. So what do you guys play in this role is that all of this is going to be for nothing, and I'm going to be going a little bit deeper in this with them, is that how you grow in Christ with everybody else is simply read your Bible. I know I talked to a lot of you guys on Sunday morning, specifically the junior high, and a common thing that we all struggle with is reading our Bible, and it's a principle, and it's a basic thing. It's one of the most rudimentary, but things it can be sometimes the hardest. That's just real talk right now, and sometimes I have a hard time reading my Bible, and so that's just being real. And secondly, we need to focus on prayer, because that's how we're going to get closer to God, and we're going to go closer with each other and get a personal relationship with Christ. And thirdly, is coming to church on Wednesdays and Sundays and being with a body of believers, sharpening each other out and building one another up. So, Hot Summer Nights coming around the corner on Wednesday. This is part of this. This is coming on Wednesday and inviting your friends. This is coming and letting them hear about the gospel and letting them come into the room and have some milk and cookies with me, because like I said, I'm going to be eating all those Oreos. It's just going to be a matter of fact. And so I would like to share some Oreos with somebody else. I don't know. So this is why all of this is important. It's about building up with relationships and making them come back on Wednesday nights, have some milk and cookies, and come with me on Sundays. And we're going to be digging into this and what God's plan for salvation is for you.